Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
We on a world tour with Midnight Marauders and such. I'm at the table like the Godfather, smoking a Dutch, controlling the buck. I roll with enough niggas that are blowing the clutch. Not only holding, we bust the fat rap. So pass that and let me hit it. Got me gas, black skin, mad fat. She flipped it. Grubs is equipped with niggas that are rip shit. Studios get blown from D&D to Mystic. With this shit, I'll bomb the nation from a distance. The jewel, gotta have patience plus persistence. We rock, glass like rock. Birds waiting for bottles to pop. In the condo, models that rock. To sum up my career from bottom to top. Now we in the thick of it, and you don't stop.
AG is so slept on, man. But we gotta keep the keep it for the big L verse, yeah? We gotta keep it.
Check it. I be pumping blunts in the house, sex and stunts on the couch this year. A lot of frauds might be crushed in their mouth. For when your wife see me,
she don't know how to act.
So don't be mad when I blow out her back. For real, your whole team a bunch of poop parts. You made a few bucks, shade a few sluts. Then y'all started running your lips a little too much. My whole crew out. Wow. Snickers new now. We go to clubs. Chance at all, cause Big L Codeon is too advanced for y'all. Chicks can never walk away cause they like the sex. Flamboyant is the label that writes the checks. I'm a pimped out nigga that
walk with kings, talk the slang, walk from New York to Spain.
Haters eat in, B-Y-B-I-G, cause I'm V-I-P till I D-I-E.
What?
Oh, shit.
I gotta keep OC's verse as well. Too good.
Yo, I spark light with the pen, drink OJ with gin, rock Tim's with my laces untied. In the city on 17 inches, ride past winters, past the project, stuff chilling on the benches. Profile low, as if I had an ill vengeance. Life on earth is just a death sentence. Fuck it, Alpha Omega, arm, leg, a leg, arm with coast still. If you pose a threat to my nature, D-I-double-G-I-N-I-N-T-H-E, crazy lock shit.
Times 10, yo. Thick.
Other MCs ain't got a chance at all. Big L Corleone to advance for y'all.
Haters E-N, V-Y me, B-I-G, cause I'm V-I-P till I D-I-E.
E-I-E.
What a way to finish a verse. That was Digging in the Crates, D-I-T-C crew. Thick. One of my
what
favorite.
Do you reckon, what do you really reckon about if Big L wasn't, if he didn't die? Do you reckon he really, because people talk about it, obviously people talk about it with a bit more love because he is dead.
Yeah.
But he was fucking good. Like fucking good, and yeah. When all them lot were coming up, he was like one of the those guys. He was that guy.
He was.
Wonder about like, would he have absolutely been like this mad storytelling actual rapper from that era of New York? From that, because he was killing it.
Yeah,
like, busting rhymes like that. Everyone knew he was sick. That's the thing about him when he died. Everyone knew he was sick. Like what?
He was the protege of Lord Finesse, and Lord Finesse gave him that whole—not gave him, but like he took that whole punchline rap thing, yeah, and like just took it up to another level. Now, I don't like doing these speculations. What would happen if he was still alive? Because fuck knows at the end of the day. But if you're gonna ask me, I'd look at okay in the late '90s. Look at Jay-Z, where he was. He looked up to people like Big L. Obviously, Jay-Z was an established name and everything. But him and Big, like, there's that famous freestyle with Big L and Jay-Z that everyone raves about. And Big L smoked him on that freestyle, in my opinion, yeah? Because Jay-Z was still doing the hibbity-dibbity flows on that at that time. But anyway.
Yeah. I do know that shit.
But you see how Jay-Z then switched his style up, and then obviously Jay-Z became, you know, Rockefeller, all that shit. And then now, to this day, he's still on top of things, yeah? So I kind of look at Big L. He had the potential to do similar. But would he have sold out? Would he have, you know?
He don't rap like Jay-Z though. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Very like kind of, I'm just going to tell it how it is.
Kind of, like, yeah, the struggle.
Story, Tim. But Big L's like making you laugh. Like he's rapping. Like, more he's like comedic. Taking the piss.
Yeah, multi-mad
bars and shit. And you're like, yo, this geezer's sick.
It was grimy.
But his cadence and the way his rhyming schemes are, the pattern in his schemes are sick.
But also, Big L was
You don't know because when, like, Biggie Smalls died, everyone knew how banging he was. And then Life After Death came out in a bless.
Yeah.
When Big Pun died, bruv, like, all them albums that he put out, like, forget about it. You know what I mean?
They only did a couple.
Everyone knew. But with Big L, you get the picture, like, he needed, like, that one massive thing to drop.
Yeah, exactly. He died way too soon. He didn't reach his full potential.
So you don't know what his full potential is, like which way he would have gone and that. I don't know why I'm suddenly getting so emotional about Big L. I'm sorry for not starting the pod incorrectly.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But I don't like when people say, oh, who's the best MC on earth? Like, you say Nas. And you've got to think about Big L.
Yeah, but he didn't do enough. He didn't do it. You know, unfortunately, his life.
Yeah, but everything he did, he didn't slip once. Like, everything he's released, he didn't slip once.
Yeah, there's
nothing booked.
But to be the greatest of all time, you have to do that for extended periods of time.
But
albums in a row, you know, which he just couldn't. Obviously, he couldn't. But what I was going to say about Big L, one thing that gives me doubts about what he would have continued to do is he wasn't shy in his lyrics talking about, I'm going to take the money and run, you know, pay me, fuck you, pay me. Like, he was all about the money, you know what I mean? Which is great. Yeah. At the time, you know what I mean? Aspirations and all that.
You've got the young street dude selling crack.
Yeah,
talking about that shit.
But then, you know, if he got successful, more famous, what would he have done for the paycheck? It's anybody's guess at the end of the day. We would like to think that he'd keep it real, son, and he'd only do the raw hip-hop shit, but who knows? He would have been collaborating with Justin Bieber and fucking, you know what I mean? Who knows? You know what I mean? Like, anything is possible.
You can't say that of the dead. You can't
say that. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you never know, man, at the end of the day.
When did Big L die?
It was 97?
1999.
Oh, 99, okay, yeah. Yeah, a bit later than I thought. But anyway, big up Big L, man. Of course, one of my favorites for sure, man.
Killed in a drive-by shooting in Harlem.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how he went out.
You know, Mace and...
He went out like that as well about that life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He died in a drive-by fucking shoot in Harlem, bruv, in the 90s.
Yeah, it blatantly would have been over some dumb
shit. Wasn't it a mistaken
shit?
Thing? Well, it was a mistaken...
Nah, Mace talks about it on his show. He has a show with Cameron, and he talks about, you know, Big L, because they all looked up to Big L. They all thought he was dope. And I remember hearing him talking about... It was just some jealous dude, innit? Oh, no, it was Big L. I think he walked out someone's sister or something.
There was
something stupid like that. Yeah, like I don't know. Again, I don't want to speculate. But it was over some stupid, dumb shit, man. You know, like it usually is, man. Which is, you know, sad to say. What can I say?
So he was born in 1974. And he died in...
Would have been in his 20s, man.
1999.
So he would have been 26? 25, okay. Sorry, my maths is terrible. Yo, listen, I don't want to go into too much details about last week's episode. We had to cut it in half, basically. It was too hot for YouTube, man. Too hot for TV. But big up.
It's a shame.
Oh, dear. So if you want to watch the full 1 hour, 20-minute version of that episode 113, you have to go over to the Patreon, which is, the link is below. You have to go, you can do a one-time payment and just watch it and then leave, or you can, you know, support the show and show love and help us out a little bit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But how upset have I been about that episode?
Yeah,
you've been trying to calm me down on voice notes. I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, what's wrong with you? This is absolutely fine. What are you talking? I'm like, hey, fuck it,
how many phone calls did we get from, like, people, even non-graffiti writers, just going, bruv, that one is a bit too bait, man. I don't know.
Messages as well. Like, no wonder you took it down. Fucking hotcakes, bruv. What are you not doing? Like, oh, my days.
We are
people sending me messages saying, I hope you've got a clean house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's all it says. I don't even know what the number is. Whose it is. On WhatsApp. All I'm saying is, I hope you've got a clean house.
Maybe it was BDP who sent that to you.
And someone sent it to me on Insta as well, the exact same words, but they weren't like hiding behind their profile. I know the geese. I was just like, fucking hell.
But the thing is, people tend to forget, yeah, that...
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Called Arms House
to Your
Mum's
journalism. House. It's just journalism.
It's journalism, people. We're documenting the culture. But anyway, yeah, we kind of pushed it a little bit there.
That is a sick, sick... And I'm just getting so fucking... I don't know why Arms House isn't bigger than YouTube. Do you know what I mean? I don't understand. What do you mean? Like, we're doing something amazing and you're doing nothing. You don't give a fuck. You're just a platform we put it out on. If we had our own platform, we put it out on that.
Yeah.
We don't even need the YouTube. Arms House should be able to do whatever Arms House wants. And if it's as bait as dick, we don't get anyone in trouble for it whatsoever from outside the Arms House. We'll never do that.
No, of course. We'll do everything in our power not to do that.
Sick of cunts. It's just like society, like saying, "Oh well, yeah, no, but yeah, you don't have that." It's like
it's not just the
Arms House. That's one of the first commandments of the Arms House.
Stop!
Is that you can't overrun the Arms House.
Listen, the nature of this podcast and the topics we cover, yeah, is gonna lend itself to being, you know, we're dancing. We're always dancing on that line of legality and. But at the end of the day, we're not hurting anyone. That's the main fucking issue. We're not hurting anyone, all right? So, you know, whatever. Now, we did hit 2,000 subscribers now on YouTube. So a little bit of a celebration, you know what I'm saying?
Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Thank you, everyone who subscribed to the YouTube.
Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Much love. Thank you. Tell a friend, you know what I mean? Share it with a friend and let's grow and get even bigger, man. You know what I mean?
I can't believe we were on the BBC doing that. Yeah, I cannot believe that.
Yeah, we'll go do it.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. Oh, also on the Patreon, Talal, episode two of Talal.
Arms House to Talal's House, episode two is dropping by this week.
Yeah, on Wednesday. It will be up as well.
He said today. Wednesday. I wasn't going to pin it on Maddie's Gilman. He's gone for the Wednesday.
I'm gone for it. So he told me it will be up. So not only is the full Odia episode up on there, but episode one and two of Arms House to Talal's House, where we talk about our favorite graffiti writers in the world. So all those people sending in questions going, oh, who's your favorite writer? Who's your top five writers? Who's the top five? All those fucking questions. Go to the Patreon. We answer that question there. Okay. We actually do a big fucking like a.
It's weird, contest. Isn't it? Subscribers on YouTube.
Mm.
It's like much more like if you're subscribing to something. For me, I imagine for most people, like it's much more than following something on Instagram. Like we can start an Instagram page, get like 7,000 followers in the first year, but YouTube.
Well, it takes a bit of work.
It's like If you click on this, it's like you feel you're actually giving them something. Like I'm giving a little subscription to these motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's that around YouTube. I don't know why.
Well, it's harder to get people to tap on that subscribe button for some reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the reason is because they feel like they're letting you into their fucking team.
I guess,
compared to like following on Instagram where it just gets lost in like 7,000 other posts.
Yeah, it's true. But theme as well, man, to grow a page or to grow, like I've been learning a lot in the last couple years we've been doing this, whether it be the Instagram or whatever. And, you know, it's not easy to grow a page. You know, you got to provide, you know, content that's decent, stuff just, that we're feeling.
The bands and the people will come, mate. You got to have the content.
And consistency as well, you know what I mean? And shit like that. But anyway, yeah.
If you book the bands, people will come.
You know what I saw today that fucking wound me up, yeah? I was driving down near my house and there was a double-decker bus and then there was a advert for Bic lighters. You know Bic lighters, and yeah. I don't know if you've seen this advert theme. It's got Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. Yeah, do you know who Martha Stewart is?
Yeah,
she's an American.
Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, so Martha Stewart is like this, like you know, she's American. I'm trying to think of the equivalent.
Yeah, didn't he turn up to the Trump rally and start DJing or something?
Yeah, he did something like that for the inauguration thing or something. Anyway, I'm not talking about that. This advert wound me up. I want to explain why. But first, I have to explain who Martha Stewart is to people who might not know who she is. I'm trying to think of the British equivalent of Martha Stewart. What is it? Fucking Vanessa Feltz, maybe? Or fucking, I don't know. She's got like a daytime talk show where she just talks about bullshit, you know, for middle-aged women.
You were just like trying to find like a blonde woman chat. So then who did you go with? Vanessa? It's got a good roundup, bro.
Well, maybe now who's the woman who does cooking? Because I think Martha Stewart is known for cooking, like a cooking show. I think. What's the name?
Anyway, ban Martha Stewart. She's a bitch.
Who's the British woman with the big titties who does cooking and she's always really sultry? Like, oh, look at this banana. Bananas and shit. What's that?
Delivered wine to her house.
Ah, okay.
Gold Up Road.
I can't remember her fucking name, man. Ah, that's going to bug me, man.
People thought she was like mad sexy.
Yeah,
she would always like do the cooking sexy. Like,
yeah.
Get a little bit of oregano.
Yeah.
And all that. What was her name?
I can't remember, man.
Like, come on, man. You got to remember that bitch's name.
Big Titty Bitch. Look it up while I explain why this ad.
What do I type in? Big Titty Bitch Kitchen Bitch.
That's right. British
Big
chef.
Titty Bitch Kitchen Bitch.
I bet her name comes up.
That's why people can't listen to the answers, because it's just you and me having a chat. That is ridiculous.
I swear, if you type in to Google Big Titty
Bitch. I'm doing it now. Big titty
kitchen bitch. Just write that now. Big Titty Kitchen Bitch UK. You have to write UK and then see what comes up.
Big Titty Kitchen Bitch
UK. I bet you it comes up.
It's just like British slut with big tits and latex fucked in the kitchen and stuff like that. Let's go. It's instantly gone to porn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, all right.
No, she's like Naomi or something like that. No, not Naomi.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, fuck it. That is going to bug me, though. Martha
English,
Stewart.
I'll type email, English female sexy chef.
Yeah, there you go.
That she'll come up with that shit.
Not Big Titty Bitch.
Nigella Lawson.
Nigella, there we go.
Big Titty Kitchen Bitch is not going to...
That's the name of her new TV show. Have you not seen her new show on Living TV?
Just put in Big Titty Kitchen Bitch. That bitch will come up. Fuck that bitch. Calling her a bitch every 5 seconds.
Anyway, on this advert on the side of this bus, it had Martha Stewart and it had these Bic lighters, yeah? And so they're trying to flog these lighters, and it says on, so she's on one side and Snoop's on the other side, and on her side it says perfect for lighting candles, ... And then a Snoop comes out from behind like that and it goes ... and other things.
No way.
As in...
For his zoots.
Lighting zoots, yeah? Obviously, yeah? And I'm like, we're in England where weed isn't legal. Okay, there's some states in America where weed is legal, where obviously, you know...
There's loads now, bruv.
But now, like, it just wound me up a bit because obviously weed should be legal, yeah? But since it's illegal, can advertisers now advertise, like, stuff?
Yeah, can they use it to help them make money?
You know what I mean? Like, come on, they can't be, you know...
Yeah, they're taking the piss.
Because they're
not fully taking the piss.
They're not expressly saying, but it's fucking Snoop Dogg and he's going, and other things. It's like, obviously, we know what the fuck they're hinting at, yeah? It just wound me up. I was like, make it legal then, man. Why? Like, you know, you're using it for advertising, you're trying to make money from it, all this
that
stuff. And
so just wound me up. So joke. Like, when Snoop came out, he made it his mission to be like, I'm proving, you know, when back in the days, even in America, who was the biggest ganja man?
Yeah,
Mount Cushmore. Who could bun the most? Who would blaze the most? Who was always blazing?
Who was the four? Can you name all four of Mount Cushmore? Snoop Dogg, Method Man, Red Man, and Cypress Hill. What's his name from Cypress? Be Real. That's the Mount Cushmore.
Be Real.
They even did a tune together called Mount Cushmore.
Cushmore.
Maybe I'll get that for
you. But he made it his life to be recognized as a ganja man.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if you told him back then, go, listen, for the rest of your life, like when you're in your approaching your 60s, you'll be blazing weed and talking about how you're known for being a ganja man. That's a ridiculous career path.
Of all the drugs,
amazing.
Weed is the one that is least surprising that someone would continue doing that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the other drugs, usually you can't withhold the same amount of usage over decades. You know what I mean? Weed is weed. You know what I'm saying? It's been around since the beginning of time. You know, and we were talking about episodes this year, and we spoke about it last year. We got to do the weed episode, man, where we just buy a bunch of fucking green, sit in your house and just smoke.
So wait, but this episode,
Philly Blunts.
Be too lean. I can't film Philly Blunts. What are you talking about? You want to have like bongs and vapes and back rolls and Philly Blunts and like do everything.
I'm talking, if someone doesn't whitey by the end of the episode, then we failed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking, I want to get so lean in one episode. We'll talk about our favorite hip hop tunes about weed.
Of the tiniest bit of green.
Right? I know, but that's what I'm saying. So okay, well, we'll do it in a way that's entertaining. Put it that way. However we decide to do it. But yeah, we're going to do a weed episode. We can talk about weed stories. We can listen to songs about weed, our favorite songs about weed. We can maybe play a few games. We can do a little maybe a weed quiz or something or whatever, and you know, build up zoots. Who can do the best zoot role? You know what I mean? We'll do a competition and shit. And like, yeah, we could have a really fun episode of weed.
I'd do back skins in the rain in one hand outside.
Yeah. And maybe I'll call Snoop Dogg. Maybe we'll get him on as a guest. That would be ill.
Get up, Reggie Snoop.
All right, you know what? I want to play. We got graph critique. We got a listener question.
We got graph letter game.
Oh yeah, I tell you what. Let's get into the graph letter game. But before that, let's play this tune. You sent me this tune yesterday, going, "Who's this rapper on it?" And then I was like, immediately, yeah, this is the rapper. This is the drum break they use. This is the fucking, you know, producer. It came out this year. No, I'm just kidding. But I want to get into it because I rate this, especially the second verse by Scientific, because this is featuring Edo G, and Scientific is a track by Big Shug from 1996 called Official. This is another like, weed smoking beat type of beat, you know what I mean? Hold up.
I sat back and took a look. But son got stole like a crook. Yo, he shook. We into every cranny and nook, so look. You'll get open like a book in the library.
With library.
Lie heavy in the berry. So sons, I roll with, I throw it. If shit unfolded, unravel, who wrote it? Hold it till the tips till it's burning. Couldn't fill the gap in my band. Bulldogs wasn't journey.
Nice beat.
But the world keeps
man.
Turning. From Dorchester to Mattapan to
he's
Mount Vernon. Yo, the city life be intense. You could get jumped like a fence. Get a thirst being quenched. When niggas mob like the lynch. Rob like the Grinch that stole Christmas. Don't get yourself dismissed or get crumbled like tissue. I see through your crew like crystal. Let's make it official.
It's the return of the dragon who keep his pants sagging. Write more shit than them graffiti artists tagging in the train yard. My mental weapons leave your brain scarred. Go ahead and forward, keep it real, you never change guard. The mic controller powerful like Ayatollahs. Shine like solar, who could get cold like I was polar. Hard just like a molar tooth, 100 proof like some Yukon Jack. Cause the true dawn's back. I just gotta get paid. Make sure that J get made. You get sprayed like Windex when I flex the index finger. You'll be dead like a ringer. It's known as Scientific. Got its sound like Singer. Control your whole shit. Use a fraction like 3/10. Bring your brigade and get played like defense. You've been a G since you heard about Spice One. A lot of rappers got guns. I have to slice one. When I sneak up in the party with my razor. Plus I got a crew that can burn them with the blazers. And leave a trail of blood all the way to Portland. Organized so the side never go to court in. You know I have an empire when I strike back. I'm having sneaky niggas saying size like that.
On the microphone, I'm surprising. I'm burning down MC's houses like that chick did Andre Rison. Still keeping them off balance. They can't challenge. The whole shit is absent of malice. It's Big Shook, I'm the best at the game. I'm running up lanes, I got the power of the freight train. I hit you in the chin, chin to head, head to ground. Boom, when I knock your ass down. 95, the brand new sound from a new town. With mad brothers to get down. We should have had eyes by now. So if you stand in the way, you catch the cockback black. I keep the mad lyrical. And if you fuck up, then I'll be singing at your funeral. Ooh. It's not the way to go out. But when we come about, we tearing niggas the fuck up and kicking them out. And maintaining, keeping real. Knowing the Riddler steel. And make sure you all feel. It's a B-O-S-T-O-N thing. And we come with mad drama to bring. When we shoot, we won't miss you. Hate to have to diss you. But this year, it's official. Yeah.
Arms house, your mum's house.
Let's make it official.
Arms house, your mum's house. The graffiti podcast called Arms House to your mum's house.
Just getting in on the remote, on the
buttons,
boy.
Arms House to your mum's house.
All right, okay, okay. Let's make it official. Big Shug. Yeah, it'll classic 90s style boom bap, just like kind of smoked out
O-O-G.
Kind of vibes. Edo G's too ill. Big Shug from Gangstar. You know, he was never top tier lyrically, but just his aura, his
yeah, and he's got some he's got some good shit on his solo albums produced by Primo and shit,
yeah,
with Guru featuring on it, and shit. And you think, ah, I never thought about listening to
the Militia. The Militia is one of my favorite Gangstar tracks with Big Boog, Freddie Fox,
tune.
Ill tune,
big blood clutch tune. Right, so shall we get into the graph letter game? I think I've got about 8 or 9.
Which letter is it this week?
K. It's letter K. I hope, because that's what I've got.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It is. It is the letter K. Let's get into it.
So let's get into it. All right. How do we do this? We go to WhatsApp. Sorry, brother.
It's all right.
Nobody's there. Bosh. Which one should I send you? Blood Club. Oh, this one. I mean, Gusta, this one. Bang. All right.
Oh. Okay, I don't instantly recognize it. Very nice letter K here. Funky. Yeah.
Big man ting, big man ting, big man ting, big man ting, big man.
I can kind of see a bit of the letter on the left. Fiasco? No. Fiasco? No. Tabasco.
Not Fiasco. It's not Tabasco. It's not English.
Oh. Is that on a wall, yeah? Or on a cap?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on a wall.
Yeah, 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 on a wall, yeah.
Rah, you've stumped me on this one, man. Because it looks kind of familiar, but not really. Who is it? Right,
ping SK.
Who?
Ping you the whole thing now. E-S-K-A-E.
Oh, shit. Where's he from? Spain?
No, from the United States, I think.
Tony Montana of the Graph Game. SK, I'm not too familiar with this guy, man. That looks sick.
I swear you follow him on Insta.
I probably do.
He's dope. Like, he's dope, dope.
Ill. I'm looking at his piece now. It's fucking
Tony
sick.
Montana of the Graph Game,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I really, really like this one.
But his K's and his letters are nice. And he does sometimes, he does like nice chunky ones, kind of ones like that. But whatever it is, it's always got that style.
Yeah, because
he's got that style.
He's got a five-letter word, E-S-K-A-E, and the K is the middle letter. So he's always going to accentuate that one. That looks ill, man. That's ill.
All right, I'm sending over a next one, blood. I'm sending over a next one, blood. You get me, you get me, you get me, you get me.
Salute, Big Tank.
Salute, Tank and Tank Stank.
Yeah.
There we go, boy.
There we go. Yeah.
You got that straight away, yeah?
I can spot that style, man. Big up, Tank. Yeah.
This one, then. Sending it over now, baby. Number 3.
Okay, I didn't instantly jump out, but I think I know that is Trick.
Yes, boy, that's done.
T-R-I-K, yeah? Big up.
Yeah.
Trick.
Just send it to you just now.
That's a nice track side there as
nice
well.
Nice little track side there.
What do you think about... Okay, so he's done the outline in black, but he's done the inline with red.
Red,
and
yeah.
Schemes in the red. Yeah, okay, that works. Does the job.
But yeah, the pink border doesn't really do anything.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Well, no. It does what it needs to do. Well, yeah, it doesn't really. No, you're right. You're right.
What could he use in there? Just because he's used the red, he can't use that. Like,
no,
yeah, it looks sick.
It's just pow. Like, I could imagine going past that on the train and that would stand out over everything. But yeah, big up Trick, man. Trick.
Big up you for getting them ones there, bro. Yeah. Here's another one pinging over. Damn,
ooh.
2013, son.
All right, this is one of two people.
One of two mother lovers?
Oh, no, maybe. Oh, shit. Does he usually use a C, not a K?
I don't know about usually.
Oh, okay.
I'd say he usually uses a K. Oh, I don't know, actually. 50-50.
All right, so it's either... Is it cause? No. Is it... Because it looks like a funk letter, but it's not at the end of the word. It's at the beginning of the word by the looks of it. So that's what threw me off. Is it funk?
It's funk, baby.
Okay.
And it's theme trying to catch you out.
Yeah.
When I get the old back to fronts going. Look, there it is, the top one.
What does it say?
Funk backwards.
Oh, funk, backwards, F, okay.
F is at the right.
You're always trying to fuck me up with your backwards one. You can. That's good, though. I like that.
Okay.
Big up funk.
Okay.
Ultra funkular, gamma funkular.
I didn't know if you'd get this, but then you know, there's a reach in it. There's a couple of bits in it you might get that might help you.
Ooh. Well, FKS.
There's an FKS. There's like the kind of, you know, the DDS stars in there. It's from that era.
Jesus. Is it Corsa?
Yeah, yeah. Big up to you though, fam.
No.
Big up to you though, fam. Yeah. I didn't know if you was gonna get it.
I was just trying to think, like, reel off who out of that crew has a K, but then I know Corsa rolls with them a lot, and yeah, I just thought, yeah, that's a
I
nice.
Think he's like Corsa. Birmingham.
Okay, what does FKZ stand Birmingham, for? Man. Do you remember?
Fucking kids. No, I don't know.
Not fucking kids. That's disgusting. These are two nice, very nice panels there. That looks like old. Yeah. Is it Piccadilly?
I think it's Chiswick Works. In the, yeah, or the...
Pick-a-willy. All right, nice.
Or the... yeah, big right. up to him, big up to him. Big up to him, though. He's sick.
Yeah.
Bruv, he's sick.
Yeah, man.
Next one's coming through. Over, she's gone.
Oh, shit. Oh, look, it says... Okay, yeah. Scheme. There we go.
Ah, it says it in the
bottom. It says in the bottom of the photo, you idiot. Scheme is theme has screenshotted this and kept the scheme day. New York
screenshot
theme.
Without doing the crop. Screenshot no crop.
That's not one of his best K's though for Scheme.
No, that's why I fucking used it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I fucking used it.
Have you got a picture of the whole thing? Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah. Oh, that is a classic Scheme train though. Salute old Scheme. Reminds me. I just want to say one quick little thing. I made a clip today that I posted on the Instagram from the Idea episode, and we're talking to Idea about All City, AC, and then he says that he came up with the sign and the crew, but then we got a message from someone, and they were like, that's maybe not entirely true. Out of respect, respectfully, he said, you know, those were very hazy days, and a lot of people did a lot of drinking, a lot of smoking.
A lot of drugs.
Things maybe, you know, got mixed up or whatever, but they were saying that might not be entirely true. But Odia said it, so we're not going to, you know, we can't, it's, you know, it came from the horse's mouth.
But he said he didn't mean no lies in it or no malice.
No, of course.
That's the thing. He was, you know, that's it. He wasn't trying to blag it.
I just like the clip
he
because...
He wasn't trying to lie. Yeah.
Yeah, I just like the clip.
If your memory tells you things like that from like, what was that, like over 25 years ago?
Exactly.
When that crew would have been started?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you remembering there, bruv? You know what I mean? I'd be like, I'd be saying that like, every day I was just running a zoo.
Yeah.
That's all I could remember. Going somewhere for a blaze. Like, you're never going to remember shit.
And how many times have we said on the pod even, like, you know, we all have selective memory. All of us do it. We all have it, you know? And it's like a kind of, you know, we all...
This is why eyewitness statements cannot be used against motherfuckers in court. It is the proven worst thing ever.
Exactly.
Ever. It's proven to be able to, like, you just remember the bits that you think you remember.
Exactly.
And as time goes past, you keep thinking you've remembered those same bits correctly, but you keep changing them.
100%.
Anyway, yalla!
And I like that clip because Scheme, I reminded everyone from the Scheme episode when he talks about the term all city and how it came from the basketball tournaments and all that. Anyway, so that's why I like the clip.
Look like an absolute bod telling everyone about it. You're very well done in your Bodfrey Johnson-ness there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right.
No one in AC in London gives a fuck about those US basketball court things. They don't give a shit.
But it's the origin of the term. So it doesn't matter whether they give a shit or not.
But also the big up the F24 podcast, because there's an episode there where they talk about the forming and the founding of AC.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, big up all them lot, man. Much love and respect. So basically,
last week's episode has fucked us in the ass like 7,000 times.
Not at all. We've got a bunch of new patrons. Thank you to the guys who have joined the Patreon. It's much appreciated. Lots more on the way, like I said. And we it's got some good views. Even the chopped version on YouTube got bare views, man. So all good.
I got all that grief for showing some panels on my phone in the episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You said, can I post these out? I said, no.
Yeah.
Thinking, I'm sweet. The next day or 2 days later.
Yeah.
My man at UK Frontline just drops one of the, and I'm like, brother, you, is that blessed? And he's like, yeah, the second geezer sent it to me. I said, oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Shall we get into a bit?
No, of... we haven't finished, yalla.
Oh, you got more K's for me. All right.
Yeah, I've just pinged your K. Shut your bitch ass up, motherfucker.
I know this one.
If you don't get this K, you're a body man.
T-Kid.
Yeah. The last one.
I love that T-Kid, man. So good.
Look what I was going to rack from Halfords. As in Halfords getting the battery done.
Shit.
Wax oil rust proofing, bruv.
Yeah, but that blatantly comes out shit, that one, man. It's not like the old one.
Yeah, but for reaches, it was wax oil. Stay in the inside of the fucking subway with it.
Yeah, all right.
As in when you're bombing true. And there's some next brand of paint they've got there. I don't know what the fuck it is.
From 19.
Here's the last K the K in the graph letter game.
This one, I've seen this a million gazillion times. Excuse me.
I'm very much in awe of your memory.
That's case two, man. R.I.P. Rest in peace. Computer rock. King of what? King
of star. Exactly. Just checking that you get all of that.
Yeah, man.
That you get how much of a bad man case two King of Star is.
He's too ill, man. I got all of them except for one, the first one.
What was the first one?
He's SK.
SK.
Yeah.
Damn, right. Son.
So next episode is the letter L. I'll get some L's.
I haven't tried to do you over there. That geezer's got like 85 billion Instagram followers and all that shit, that SK.
Yeah, no. Sick. I think I do follow him. I just haven't thought of this guy in a fucking long time, man. Just as ill, though. SK. Yeah, all right.
Decent reach as well.
Big up, theme. That was good. That was really good.
Yeah, that was the bad man, but you got them all. You got them all. And I even sent you a backwards one again. And you got it.
I struggled a bit on that one, but I got it in the end.
Funk! Win tense!
Yeah.
Obey, plot, Vega. When are you coming on the fucking pod?
Yeah, we're going to.
Cunts! Come on the pod!
We're going to do a GFS episode, man. That's for sure.
You know how many stories Tent's saying he's got? He's got like 85 billion.
Yeah, I bet.
And I bet he has as well.
Yeah.
Bet Tent's has.
I'm not surprised, man. Them lot have been active for a very, very long time, man.
Big up Pain. Come on, boys.
Yeah, we're going to do a little...
But yeah, we want a GFS. We want a GFS episode.
All right. Now, party people, inside the place to be, it is time for some graffiti critique. I've just sent you...
Oh, shit. You sent me the she.
Yeah. Describe what you're seeing, theme, and thoughts on it, or whatever.
I've seen some fucking Hmong writing Hmong.
Yeah,
M-O-N-G. Like, what are we talking about there, bruv? Am I looking at the most country bumpkin reach of all time? Look behind the wall.
Yeah, it's in like
jeez, I've never seen like such space.
In it.
Damn, son, where is this? Like, no, don't tell me where this is. I'm looking at a piece, ladies and gentlemen, Arms House listeners, yeah? I'll tell you what I'm looking at. And it says Hmong.
Yeah.
As in, shut up, you fucking Hmong.
Yeah.
M-O-N-G. It's a... supposed fade from white into light blue into dark blue at the bottom. And it's got a green border and a black outline, black shadow to the left and bottom and ting.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you know, he's done some bits, like he's put a board around it and that. And but just, I can't get over like why you'd write Hmong.
Yeah.
I can't get over that. It doesn't really have any style. It does, like the O isn't circular. It's way too small compared to the M and the N. And then the G is kind of almost matching the M and the N, but...
Yeah, it's a bit pointy on the G and he missed a bit of 3D on the middle bit. The dark blue at the bottom is way too dark. Yeah, so it gets lost in the black and the, you know, the black on the outline and the black of the wall. the dark blue, I think, was a bad idea. I mean, the fade.
This is fucking shit, bro.
compared to some of the stuff we get sent in, I'm saying it's not.
Yeah, no, that's
fucking bad. It's like he hasn't gone crazy, like trying to add in stars and fucking, you know, like connections here and fucking gone crazy.
Unluckily for him, yeah, the bits under his piece, but the directly under the O, make it look like he's tried to do like a bouncing effect on the O, O's floating up or something, but it's just the thing behind it.
It looks like maybe, is that a Hmong 19 tag on the right? So this is from
bottom
a few
of the
years
N ago. Is way too...
maybe Hmong, if you're still out and about, maybe send us something a bit more recent, if you've, you know, done something a bit better, maybe. But listen, Theme, give me 1 second. I don't think this is too bad comparatively to some of the stuff we sent in. He's kept it relatively simple. The flow of the letters are relatively consistent, although the G, I think, goes a bit too out there. You know, he's kind of got this shape, like an overall shape of the whole thing.
Like a Hmong, kind of. A bit like a Hmong.
A bit like a Hmong, yeah? So it's kind of like doing this weird thing, yeah? Like, not weird, but like it fits in there. It's just the style is just pansy, man.
He ain't got no style. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's got some style in it, but just
he's getting on his way because he's not trying to do mad different bits and shit. You got to nail, you got to get through this toy phase.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're getting there, basically.
Because everything else,
to the next phase,
it's in order. Like, you know, the outline, he's got an outline on it. He's got a one time going around. Like, you know, he's not doing any TB, like strong TB behavior, toy behavior. But it's just overall, it's just not. Also the line, one more thing as well, Theme. The line, he's like his painting is not confident. You can kind of see, like, you know, the on the one.
That's
time,
what makes it look a bit more messy than it needs to be.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And also the the yellow highlights as well, meh. And the dark blue, meh. And look at his tag as well. It's like, come on, work on your tag style, man. You know, that should be number one. Get your tag rocking nicely. And then, but it looks like it was fucking cold wherever he is, yeah, in the fucking sticks.
It looks like, it's cold. It looks like
icy.
It's not legal. It's like an illegal spot.
But it looks like it's like maybe under an aqueduct in a field somewhere, so it might well be illegal, you know what I mean? I mean, God knows, man. Where the fuck is
it? That is brilliant. It doesn't get more bumpkin than that. It looks like it's on the wall of an aqueduct.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like the motorway, but no, you went with aqueduct to make it even fewer and further between.
Just the brickwork on the wall. I don't know why it reminds me a bit of an aqueduct.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
All right, let's move on to this one. Let me describe it for the listeners. It looks more throw-up style, but it's a dub. I would class that as a dub. It says RUG, R-U-G, and he's done a little circle underneath with red words. It says MUSH, M-U-C-M-U-S-H. 2024, his crew, DFK. What does DFK stand for?
The freeze.
DFM. Don't fucking knife me up. I don't know. All right. Instead of a hole for the R, he's done like two dots and it's all a bit bendy and squiggly, like a purplish kind of bluey purple outline.
I reckon he's a throw up, I reckon he's done it as a throw up.
Oh,
look, there's no border. There's no nothing. He's just.
Just a, like a. Yeah. Just
he's
like
done
a,
his R like that and then.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just. It's just. It's just, I don't know. There's nothing exceptionally horrific about this thing, but it's just.
I mean, the R, there is. The R is fucking dog shit.
The
R
is terrible.
R's are one of the best letters you can do, you can have in graph for throw ups as well.
Yeah.
And it's like some completely next level difference of utter gash compared to the U and the G.
Yeah, the R is horrific. Yeah, I take it back.
And the G's got something going for it. The G, if it was just a quick throw up G.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure about that blobby bit coming off the bottom like a bollock.
Like a bollock hanging down, yeah.
It's got a bit of style. It's got a bit of style.
Yeah.
But the R, bruv, what happened there, bruv? And then would you put those two dots like that for? And then why is the bottom left bit so fat and like what's...
Yeah, you can't have the bulge of the top bit of the R and then a bulge for the bottom bit of the R and then have a round bit off the bottom and then have the middle bit that's separating the two legs just go up like that. It's got to kind of follow that flow a bit or make it into a fucking throw up then. Don't have it like... open up like that, if any of that makes sense to you, Theme. You can tell it's an R, but yeah, it's bad, that one.
And R's are nice to do. Yeah.
And the U, a U shape should just be, you know, a fucking horseshoe. Why is your one going around the top, man? It's like, you know, bugging out a bit. Again, he's trying to add style, like maybe to
symmetry, that kind of, yeah,
symmetry from the R points off to the left. It looks like it's wearing a fucking, you know, KKK hood. So the right, the G and the U go whoop, whoop to the right while the R goes whoop to the left. And yeah, nah, didn't work, man.
Yeah, nah. It's a yeah, but nah, that one.
Yeah, but nah, but.
And someone's written off with your head on the left. Like, fucking hell. I love people who write stuff like that when they do like a piece.
All right, yeah, but like, don't talk about that. That's the piece on the left. Yeah, that's the piece.
Yeah, I know.
And then he's put mush or mulch, because I think he might have filled this in.
He wants to win the mulch.
No, he didn't fill it in with mulch. I thought maybe he did fill this in with mulch. No, but it doesn't say mulch. It says M-U-S-H, right? But that tag is terrible as well. It's like, yo, come on, man. Fix up, Naman. No, I'm kidding. Big up, Rug. Thank you for sending that in, man. One more. This one.
Don't pull the rug from underneath us, Rug.
Someone sent in some of their stuff from before. So this is kind of an updated one. This is Slack. Do you remember on Halloween? I think he did a Halloween one, an orange with a green outline, if I remember correctly. And we were gunning it. It was like a pumpkin still with the axe flying.
And I couldn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. It got lost. The S,
like the purple S and black and greenness of it, like, I couldn't even see. So what does he write? Slack
with a Q, but instead of a Q on this one, he's an SLA and then a question mark. I mean, the letters are kind of toy, man. Look at that A. The right hand side of the A is gone all skinny for some reason, and the S
at the A on that.
And I don't like the outline in white. Then he's done a shadow in green and then outlined the shadow in black. And it's like, what? Why? I mean, I can see the effect he's done with it.
I'm trying to work out what he thinks he's doing with that shadow.
It's just, I don't know what.
Why is it so?
Don't preoccupy yourself with doing weird shit like that, Slack. Concentrate on your letters, man. Make the letters look cool. None of that other shit matters until your letters look cool, man. So just...
Let me chat to you about your letters, bruv. You see your A. You see the first arch of the A coming down. Now, if you just left it like that and did the same on the other side, it would still be a bit whack, but it's going to be a lot better. You see how it's equidistant, the first part of the A. Then the second leg coming down of the A is completely fucked.
Yeah.
It goes all skinny towards the middle and then comes back out. Like, but you're not following the other line. The other side of your letter isn't doing that.
Exactly. And that's the line
makes it look whack.
And the line going across the A, you know, the middle bit of the A, it's poking out on the right-hand side, but in the wrong place. You see where he's done it a bit high up on the right, where the left bit goes?
Yeah. I mean, that's very annoying.
Yeah.
But if you bought the inside middle of the A just straight down, like it does on the outside of the right of the A, it comes straight down. If you bought the inside bar straight down,
yeah,
it would look a lot better.
Yeah,
much better. The shadow, I don't even know.
But to give him kudos, though, he hasn't gone crazy again. He hasn't done mad connections and shit like that. He's just gone weird with the whole outlining in white.
The fade in the A is the best thing he's done in his life.
I don't know.
But it's like very easy color to make it look good, like blending pink into like a brown or whatever it is, yeah.
It's black by the looks of
it. Is it black? Yeah, he hasn't. It's better than anything before.
Yeah, I mean.
Highlights still a bit. But I can't. What we should do is compare it to the other one.
Nah, fuck that. Maybe I have the other one to hand. Let me see.
What do you reckon, though? Can you remember it? Is it better than that?
I think this is better than that.
I think this is better than this Halloween thing. Because you can read the shit. It's clear and shit.
Yeah, it's probably a bit better, but I think the S was better on the first one.
Really letting him down, isn't it?
Yeah. Shit. Okay, I can't find it.
Look at the S, bruv.
I might have deleted it off my phone, man. I got so much toy shit on my phone, you don't believe it.
Oh, yeah? What do you have? Oh, my day. We should have Arms House phones, like a little Arms House burner phone.
I know.
We should have an Arms House burner phone, actually.
All right.
Chat to Mandem on the...
Look, I don't do illegal shit, man. I'm good.
Neither do I, man.
Yeah, exactly. We're both journalists. Fuck you. We're above the, you know, above the law. No, not above the law. We're, you know, to the letter of the law. We're upstanding citizens. We, you know what I mean?
I was thinking at one stage, like, imagine how pissed off I'd be with myself. Because I would berate myself.
What?
If I was in any such talk, like, not even talking nicked. If, like, any sort of interview or anything at, like, 43 years old, just be like, from that, not from that, but, like, the culture of that. I don't even say it from Graf. I would be telling myself, when I get home, bruv, I'm cutting off your bollocks, bruv. Like, you're a proper dick. You are the worst dick I've ever affected my life. You cunt. What are you doing?
Wait, I missed this. What? Sorry,
theme. That would be me if I was in any sort of interview.
What, talking
not
to
even arrested.
Oh, talking to the policeman.
Yeah. I would just be like, if sat in that room, okay, we'll come back and speak to you in 5 minutes. You're like, oh my days. And then once we just sat there, let's thinking, oh my days.
Let's not tempt fate, theme. But you know what? I did want to do one thing, which I want to make a regular thing on the show. Yeah.
What else we want to do is a regular thing on the show is asking people to join the Patreon to pay for our legal fees.
Bail money. Yeah, join the Patreon. The link's below, people. Now, what I wanted to do, I want to do a thing, a section called the Almshouse Salute. Yeah. Where, okay, because we watch a lot, you know, in the Graf critique bit, we look at a lot of, a lot of more toy stuff, you know, I mean, not all the time, but sometimes. But I want to give a little shout out to people who have, you know, who have influenced me, you know what I'm saying? People who I look up to, people who I think are dope, you know what I mean? People who have contributed greatly to the culture, or it could just be someone that did something cool that week or something, you know what I mean? It could be anything. And we'll call it the Almshouse Salute.
But what is it? Is it just Graf?
No, culture? It can be anything. It can be anything.
Okay. The whole Almshouse culture is acceptable.
Just anyone who did anything cool and we want to talk about it on the pod, we can give them an Almshouse Salute for the cool thing that they did. But this one, it's not a specific one thing. It was just a dude, he's been around for as long as I've been around, probably a bit longer. He's done a lot of painting. He's always, you know, I've always seen his shit about.
He's done a lot of international painting, Maddie, as well. He's done a lot.
Yes. So I'm going to send you a couple.
If it is who I think it is.
It is Ode. O-W-E-D.
Lobbing bombs.
L-B.
London's burning.
Yeah. I think he's in TBF as well. And DCI, I think. I'm not.
Little Bacon.
So here we go. There's a nice ode.
Oh, hello. Look, first little thing you've pinged over is a little international, is it? Let's exactly. have a Frank and Pat.
And the other one. Yeah, so this is a really nice white outline, you know, orange, blacks. He's always done ill fills as well. And he's so precise and crispy clean with his painting, man. And he's got us.
Definitely paint like a motherfucker.
And he'll do different words sometimes, but you can always tell it's him because he's got a very distinct but standard.
Who was it we were just Graf critiquing who had an O in there? Nonce. No, not Nonce.
Mong. Yeah, Mong.
Mong, look at Ode's O, bro.
Yeah, there you go.
You fucking idiot. He's not even doing anything with it. It's just an actual O shape.
And when we talk about balance, yeah? Now, I'm not just talking about the balance of the letters or the balance of the 3D or the balance of the outline or the balance of the schemes and the fades in the word. It's like he's just, his eye just is, yeah. He's just got the balance.
With the two arrows as well and where they come out from the W exactly. And where it comes next to the D.
Just sits so nicely. Let me
for a panel as well, semi-decent fading in the D.
Yeah, it's decent.
For a panel.
Sick fader. I like that a lot, man. Okay, it's a bit rough around the edges, but it's dope, yeah, man.
I think he's blagged it a bit and it's worked, that's what I think.
And those colours just ping, man. I just sent you another one. This is like a more blockbuster style.
Odysseum.
A chrome. Yo. I think that's a Danish train, maybe from Denmark.
Look, that geezer bowling with a right bop on him. Look at this lad.
Yeah. But again, I just wanted to show this one, just like the crispness of it. You know what I mean? It's just nice and clean. And
the dude can paint.
And it just sits on there.
And he does paint. That's the thing about it. Like, he's actually, you know, painting. Like,
these are all...
I think they go away quite a lot.
Yeah, I think so too.
We want to go, bruv. We want to go to Paris.
We'll do it. One last one. This is Lost Boys. This is the crew that he reps. LB. Another nice panel here. I don't know where that train is. but just really cool letters. Just, this is what I'm talking about. Simple. He's not fucking, you know, reinventing the wheel. He's not fucking doing anything super elaborate, but it just comes across real crisp.
I used to rate the name of that crew.
Lost Boys, so man.
Much. Yeah, so much when I was like a bit young. You know what I mean? Like Lost Boys.
Have you seen the movie Lost Boys?
Yeah.
With the vampires and shit. I haven't seen that in a long time. I should get into that, man. One more ode I want to send you. This one, just to kind of show you, like,
for me, bruv, is, have you not got the Blockbuster is the one for me so far. I know the first piece is sick and that, but that Blockbuster,
the Blockbuster is just too good. But this one is a wall piece of his, you know. This is like, you know, he can pull it out of the bag every now and again.
Yeah, I don't like shit like that.
I love this, man. Fucking, and
look at the fucking Blockbuster ode dub compared to that.
Yeah,
I just don't care about that.
Like with the block, no, but I love the crack, like the classic style of, you know, where you make it look like there's a hole in the wall and your piece.
Yeah, me and Buds did it.
Yeah, I've done it as well a couple of times. I love that. That's just classic. I think that came from Mad Scene from back in the day. You know,
it's nice though what he's done with like the fluorescent and shit and the background, like the cracks in the galaxy behind.
Yeah,
it
looks sick, man. And it just,
it's
like
too good. Like it's too good. Just like just fucking do some fucking graphics.
Yeah, but every now and again. I like it when writers who are like him, who are out there dudes, who have done a lot of fucking damage and out there stuff, but when they actually apply themselves,
they can.
Because the thing is, this...
Yeah, he's like, shut up and do what I want.
It looks simple, this ode.
The cracks do look quite sick, though, you know, like they're actually on.
But listen to me, Theme. To execute something like this, yeah, it's a lot harder than it looks. Its simplicity is what makes it tricky to pull off. If one bit was, the angle was slightly wrong because it's looking like little perspective things, if the fade and the 3D was slightly messy or more on one side than the other, anything could throw that shit off when you're doing styles like this, like kind of blockbustery kind of styles. Yeah,
this is like a block, this is a one line, one take Blockbuster,
yeah, and it's just, it's like just executed.
Mate.
Again, he's not reinventing the wheel. He's not doing something super clever or anything like that. It's just really well
done. The differences in the reds
done.
In the 3D. Differences in the red is sick.
It's just ill, man. Yeah. I just really like it, man. His color selection is always on point. Big up.
Yeah. I much prefer the old dub.
Yeah, fair enough.
If I was him and I had to like choose one that I was going to put up in my house, it'd be that.
Okay, fair
That's
enough.
That's a fucking bad boy.
Theme, will you join me giving Ode an Arms House salute?
Yeah, I'll give it.
Let's go.
Nearly said his old name.
Salute, brother Ode. Maybe let us know in the comments anyone you think maybe deserves an Arms House salute.
No, bun them. No. We do the Arms House salute, okay, from the Arms House. Founding members only, I'm afraid. That is that.
All right, sweet, man.
What is that? Otherwise, it doesn't really, you know, it's got to be an Arms House.
Yeah, salute. But they can try and nudge us. You can just let us know in the comments.
Yeah, you can nudge.
You can try and nudge us, but it's our decision at the end of the day. Maybe next week, Theme, you can think of someone for the Arms House salute, yeah?
I like to just think it might just happen, you know, like something happens in your week and you're like, oh, that geezer, he's getting the Arms House salute this week. What
exactly. All right, wicked and dark. All right, Theme.
Is there only one Arms House salute a week?
We can have multiple. I mean, there's, you know, the rules are there for us to make up, man. I'm just, you know, it's just nice to have some continuity.
Just want to big up Jan.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to big up Jan.
I mean, we've had a Jan episode, so, you know, he's had a
people
full
go back
arms
and check
house.
It out.
Yeah, exactly.
Go back and check it out.
That's another one I keep mentioning, that we got to do part two. Jan, part
two. He's a very wise, he knows a lot, you know, and I like his messages and words of advice to the Arms House.
He's a true
one of the top dons, you know what I mean?
Don.
Fucking helpful.
All right, Theme, we'll do a quick listener's question, then we'll go out, okay? We've done about an hour now. This was sent in just today, I think, man. All right, people, please send in your voice note questions for us, either via the email, armshouse@gmail.com.
Send your nudes.
Or
send the fucking nudes in, girls.
Via the Instagram, send in your graph for critique, send in anything, man. If you want to send us any gifts, T-shirts, you want to send us stuff, let us know, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, that geezer. That geezer who I didn't pose the mulch thing. But to be fair, Maddie only gave me the address like 5 minutes ago.
It's fine. You'll see it. Steam,
he's not
don't
a calf.
Don't talk about it. Oh, he's not a calf. Oh, right. Okay, yeah. He's not a calf, yeah. Okay, it's James Calf. He's not a calf, yeah. All right. Okay, so here's the listener's question. Let's go.
Question for Amber and Theme. If you two had a friendly graph battle, yeah, and you got an hour to paint, but you have to use your less dominant hand, Who would win out of you two? Rust one, DDS.
To use your left hand.
Yeah, so you have to use your less dominant hand. You're right-handed, right, Theme? Yeah. I'm right-handed, but I'm also known as the ambidextrous one.
Ambidextrous!
You know what I mean? I can. I'm all right with my left hand. I'm not great.
I have used my left hand sometimes when I need to do something in graph, but
I forcibly, every piece I do, I forcibly use my left hand as much as possible just to kind of practice with it. Just to kind of, because I remember seeing, I can't remember their names now, but I remember seeing some people being literally very ambidextrous, doing stuff
and actually
perfectly.
Paying the same time like that.
Like some crazy shit. And I don't know. I think it's a good practice to kind of keep your left hand, not to just not use your left hand, you know what I mean? So it's good to bring it out every now and again. A theme, I reckon I'd burn.
I'd go with you. I reckon you'd beat me. No? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to think what I would even try and do. I'd do like a, I think I'd do like a sort of curve. I wouldn't do straight lines. I'd do like a curvy kind of, I'm trying to picture what I could do with my left hand. It's fucking shit, is what I'm saying.
Maybe we try that one time. Maybe the next time we do it.
Maybe we should try that.
Yeah,
we do. Maybe we should try that.
Left-handed battle.
The left-handed battle.
But yeah, let's just, you know, we'll see. We're going to, you know.
I reckon I can still pull something off better than the most of the toy shit that's sent into the arms house.
What, you reckon? No, I reckon Mong would burn you with your left
hand. Do you reckon Mong would burn me with my left hand?
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I might do a Mong when we do it with our left hands.
I mean, Theme, you've, like, most of us, most people who've been writing a long time, you have an intricate way of doing your name and you have a simplistic way of doing your name. And most people, I think, if you've done that simplistic style so many times, it doesn't matter which hand you're using, you're going to get it close enough to what it looks like.
Yeah, they might not, maybe.
Like,
yeah.
I say all the time with the graph crits, I talk about the confidence in the line. Maybe the confidence will be a bit more shaky, a bit more this and that, but even that would be better than your average toy, you know what I mean? I think, you know, if you've been doing it long enough or whatnot.
I might try it next time.
But yo, big up Rust for that, man. Keep the questions coming in.
Paint over there.
Yeah.
I want to do something again.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, there's
any opportunities. Little rests, you know, little rests.
We're keeping it. Look, come on. We went two bait last week.
Keeping it down low. Yeah,
we're keeping it down low for the next couple bits. You know what I mean? Yeah, make sure you join the Patreon. Go watch that episode 113.
It is unbelievable. It's an unbelievably banging episode, bro.
Maybe people who did catch it, leave a comment below to encourage people who haven't seen it to go over and see it. Let us know if you enjoyed it down below. We forgot to fucking pick a winner for last week. We always fucking forget, man, to pick a winner. So people left comments on episode 113 to win. History in a Shoebox, Volume 1. No. People left comments, and I pick a winner to win that Paper Makers book by my man Shucks. Sorry. Shucks. ID. Big up my man Shucks, man. Go hit him up. Here's his Instagram here on the page. You can go get one of these Paper Maker books. But this one in particular has Odia signed it. So the winner from last week's comment competition is Dusty Ohms, DUSTYOHMS 2645. Dusty Ohms 2645. He left a comment that said legendary. I remember when I started working in central London in the early 2000s. Every single morning getting the tube, they would be totally battered by Idea, Zombie and Co. I'd get so gassed. Me too, brother. Me too. Salute Dusty Ohms. Hit us up on the Instagram DMs or on the, you know, email. The links are below. Let us know where to send you that copy of Paper Makers. Yo, peace and love. We're going to go out to this tune. I just heard this today. Someone used it on their Instagram story or something. I can't remember who. But it's by someone I've never heard of called 86 Centra. Oh, no, that's the name of the song, is 86 Centra. I don't know what it means. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's featuring
86 Centra.
Oh, shit, sorry. Sorry, Akia.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's featuring Anderson .Paak, Knowledge, and No Worries. Again, it came out like about 5 months ago or something. But it, I want to know
what it's a new thing.
Yeah, let's check it out. 86 Central.
Almshouse, episode what? 114.
114, yo.
Peace out, everybody.
We'll see you next week, aight?
Almshouse, your mum's house. The graffiti podcast called Almshouse.
Nick is the top five listener, double S drifter.
You're telling me
that one, man. And you know I came with it. If she cute with a lip shut and tits like missiles. Act right, you can get a Nissan Sentra. Nickel 9 gripper for all you jack rippers. The driver inside got a license to hit you. Hop up out the pot and get your top rhyme licked up. We survive shit, you can only catch a whiff of. Locked in way before the top 10 when I had the mutton chop shades in the wide brim on a different way that I came in the game on when I levitate, grab my sneakers and hang on. Young, but I still got sons in the game, but they not like the one with a dot in his name. If it's locking, it's gotta be knowledge. You made it the wildest applause when we hop on these stages. Go on, get your Teflon vest on. But once we let off this track list, that shit gon' blow your chest off. When the last time that you heard a sound this hard? Compliments and knowledge in the motherfucking. And we can go toe to toe. Anyone you know, young or old, they get drove in the hearses. I just did the Super Bowl halftime show with the GOATs. Why the fuck would I wanna do a versus? That's like comparing T-ball to the MLB. Y'all out of your league, we not the same person. I'll be doing this till I'm about 86, old as a bitch, holding my dick, fucking on the nurses.
Nah, I reckon Mong would burn you.